2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Oh, we've got a lot of stuff to boil. I can't wait to have this podcast. I love it when we're about to start a break or the podcast and I have to go, stop it, save it. Because a lot of times you guys just bust your nut and it's over. And then we try and get it on the air again and it just doesn't have
you. You mean blow your wad?
Fair enough.
I mean bust a nut.
Okay.
You bust that nut, and it's over.
It's
a blow.
We'll talk about poop for the next 12 minutes.
Okay, so let's start with, hey, Andrew, are you out there? We need a COVID update. So everybody that traveled to Vegas and then people that came into contact here, we all did COVID tests.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here in the studio. And it was, what, 5, 6 tests you did?
Yeah, I did 5, 4 tests, and then 3 downstairs as well.
Can't hear Andrew.
Hello?
Oh, you're sitting at the wrong mic. That'll never work.
Come here. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord. For the love of shit.
So important what you just said. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay. Great to see you. Okay, so we did 7 tests.
Yeah.
Out of the 7, Scary didn't test.
of course
all 7 of us have tested negative.
Oh. Yay! Look at us.
Scary's the most important.
What?
Scary is the most important to test.
Oh, I just shoved that shit up my nose. Come on.
All right.
Oh, well, we're going to need 30 minutes, and this is only a 15-minute warning show.
Well,
so.
We'll post an update on Instagram.
Better get a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Do you want to get tested?
I don't care. Yeah. I've been tested 5 times in the past week and a half.
That's
crazy. I'm negative every time.
Let's bring the temper down.
it's just a
nasal swab.
We're wasting tests at this point.
Apparently, garlic kills COVID.
This doesn't make any sense to me. All How many times are we going to test?
Maybe we'll find out you're pregnant if we test
you
for COVID.
I'll go get the test. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Andrew is doing that. I think we wanted to talk about driving today.
Yes. And I want to ask all my friends here what they do. So we've all parallel parked before, correct?
Many times.
Yeah.
Sure.
So when you're pulling back into a spot, what do you use? Do you use your blinker, your left or right blinker, or do you put your hazards on?
Blinker.
Right? To tell people where you're going.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Diamond, what do you use?
You got to talk into the microphone.
Talk into your microphone there, Diamond.
Oh, come to the big pickle.
I put on my hazards.
Why?
Oh, no.
That means you're in trouble.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly.
Not moving.
So let's take it to last week. So, Diamond, I saw a spot on the street as Gandhi and I were driving into work, and I saw a car that put their hazards on. So I said, I have a spot I can drive into. As I'm ready to get into the spot, Ms. Diamond with her hazards are backing up into the spot, almost crashing. I go, who taught you that? She goes, that's what you're supposed to do.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope.
That was what you're supposed to do.
Says who?
If your car broke down, it's what you're supposed to do. If you're backing up and turning into a spot, no.
No. Well, no. I don't know. I may side with Diamond only in one instance. If it's kind of a blind curve, I might put on both blinkers, you know, of my 4-ways, just so people know that I'm there.
How do they drive in Erie?
Nobody parallel parks in Erie. We have parking
That's
lots.
Why you don't know the rule.
We have parking lots.
Guys, have we found someone who drives worse than I do?
I think so, Danielle.
She
didn't.
Baby.
In Diamond's defense, she didn't crash into anything, Danielle.
And that you know of.
Also, he's not saying that where we were was close to the corner. So if I would have put on my left-hand blinker, he could have thought that I was just turning.
Not if your backup lights were on.
Yeah, backup lights. Hello.
Scotty, whose side are you on here?
Not yours.
Justice.
And Scotty's on the side
of justice.
The street that we're talking about is a one-way going the opposite way. So if you're putting your left-hand blinker on, and I think you're going making a left up a one-way, like you got serious problems.
Okay, who thinks?
How can a street go one way the wrong way?
No. I think what he's saying is, if she had her left blinker on, the street was a one-way going right, so she couldn't have been going
that way. Okay, let's put this to bed. Who thinks Diamond's in the wrong, say aye.
Aye.
Who thinks she's correct, say nay.
Nay.
Not even, okay.
I have another thing that Diamond got us into.
Even Nate got convinced.
Oh, wait, before we do that, Scary, will you do your COVID test real quick?
Yeah, I guess.
Get up, you gotta get up in there, Scary.
Get up in there.
I want to hear you gag.
No,
higher.
Higher, deep nose that thing, deep nose it.
4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's not even
13,
up in your
14,
nose.
Oh, stop. He's covering his nose hairs.
Get up, up into
the
brain.
Get in there, get in there. Touch the brain.
I don't want stuff to come out of it.
One. Porn movie, let's go.
Higher.
Deep nose it.
I think that they.
Higher, man. Oh, God.
You're not hitting
You have a lot of nose hair, my friend.
Yeah.
That was the wackest test. That's like nothing. That's like when you get those tests from the resort.
I got in there.
Hold on a second.
This is insanity. You're all a bunch of hypochondriacs. Why are we? I just want to know why. Okay, I took a test before we got to the airport for iHeart. I get on the ground. I'm forced to take another COVID test, and I took another one.
Negative, negative, negative.
I took a third one. Then I wore a KN95 mask because we had to go backstage. And then I'm fully vaxxed. So all of this stuff put together, everything, and now we come home, and why are we taking this test again?
Because somebody in the building said they did not feel good, and they had a fever, who was at the festival where all of us were. So instead of just trying to, like, hey, look out for other people, you're like, fuck you all, you hypochondriacs.
Wouldn't you rather be safe than sorry? Yeah, but wouldn't, but
scary. We've gone COVID mad!
Scary. Wouldn't you rather be safe than sorry?
No, you would not.
No, he'd rather be upset.
I'm vaxxed.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, good.
You feel fine.
Go visit. Go visit your parents.
People don't have to have symptoms. Oh my God.
It's good that you're vaxxed, but that doesn't mean you're not going
to
get it.
I'm going to take another test tomorrow to get on the ship, right?
And it doesn't mean you're not going to give it to somebody else who might not be vaxxed, who you can then harm.
Guys, why are you even trying? I mean,
I'm sorry.
You're preaching to the choir over here.
They need to invent something. You just connect to your phone and do a quick swab of your phone, of your nose.
Yeah,
and to up, you're good.
We're going to get to the fucking point where we test every five minutes.
Froggy.
So Froggy, right? Froggy, isn't that where we're going with this?
Froggy, Android had that 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you mean Android created COVID then, because it wasn't around then. So now we'll blame COVID on Android. Fuck Android.
Actually, it's COVID-19 because it was discovered 2 years ago.
Right. And have that to be a test.
All right, let's move on.
I'm changing gears.
Gandhi.
Car stuff?
Yes. Oh, I was going to throw Diamond under the bus again because when we were on our off the... I saw that little snake guy out there. When we were on our off-the-grid trip, you know, we had this enormous RV, like 35 feet, something like that.
32 feet.
32 feet. Humongous. It was very stressful to drive that thing around. Diamond had to get Starbucks. Every single one of us had a different point where I think we just snapped, and Andrew snapped. We got into that parking lot, and we couldn't get out. And not only could we not get out, there was a police officer who refused to help us and was basically like, go fuck yourselves. I don't know why you turned in here. All of the patrons were beeping at us, yelling at us, you're blocking our shit. People were like throwing their coffee cups at us. It was quite dramatic. Andrew was like, I quit! I'm done! I'm not doing this anymore! I felt so bad for him. It was rough.
Yeah, I don't really like confrontation. I'm not the biggest fan of confrontation.
But you want to be on Survivor.
Listen, if someone confronts me, I will happily give it back. But when it's over a parking spot that someone had to have their venti coconut macchiato after leaving a beautiful national park, I get a little pissed. And
you're
I'm not
gonna bougie lie. There, Diamond.
Exactly.
Myself, first of all, it was a coconut misto.
Makes all the difference. I will say there is something like that animalistic thing. And Froggy, have you had it? Like that instant road rage?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was taking my pills after I had the first stroke, one of the side effects was uncontrollable rage.
Right.
And somebody would like pull out in front of me. I'm like, you cocksuck. I mean, just screaming. Yes.
Well, with the first brain tumor that I had back in 2010, I used to get what they call acro rage. And I would be just fine. And then the smallest little thing could send me over the edge. And I would absolutely positively lose my shit. Ask Danielle. Oh, wow. She's seen it happen.
Yep.
I was diagnosed with a similar thing, Froggy, now that you mention it.
Oh.
I was diagnosed with being born in Brooklyn. Uh-huh. And so when you are, everyone's a son of a bitch, motherfucker, get off the road, regardless of what they're doing.
No,
you
like,
yell all the time.
But imagine poor Andrew.
If I had seen Diamond, I would have screamed at her and cursed her.
Without
for her
a doubt.
Blinkers.
I mean, Andrew's the nicest person. He's never trying to get into the shit. And you had all of these people. I mean, it was like a team effort against us screaming at us.
May
I'm
I
sorry.
Ask a question?
It took forever.
I have a question about road rage. So there have been plenty of times where someone will be next, you know, behind me or whatever, and I'm like, God damn you, motherfucker. But then when they stop next to you, next to the light, they're like, hi.
chicken shit.
Yeah. I would never.
Say it
I would
with your chest,
oh, by the way. No, dude, I will mad dog the shit out of him. I will pull up right next to their car.
I usually put my hands up like this. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, really?
The people who are the actual bad drivers, though, are people that have AAA stickers on their window. On the window, not if you're a member and you don't display it, but if you have it on your window, or you have the triple wide rear view mirror. And if I see that in your car, I'm like, dude, this person, I stay away from them.
I had a girl just last week. I was driving on a 2-lane road. There was a girl next to me. I was kind of in her blind spot, but she was on her phone. She started drifting into my lane. I had to go off the road into the grass so she didn't hit me, so she didn't sideswipe me. I pulled up next to her. I look at her like, what the fuck was that? She holds her phone up like I was on my phone. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I told you guys, if I was president, things would be different because everybody would be armed with one egg a day that you are allowed to throw at someone for any reason. I think it would happen in traffic a lot.
One is not
you
enough.
You only get one.
Did a
no, but you can't get crazy with it because some people would just unload eggs.
But Gandhi,
all day
you
long.
Could encounter a dickhead at 10 o'clock, and then what do you do if you encounter another one at 3 p.m.?
A bigger dickhead.
That's it. You have to be smart about it. You have to really think. Is this an eggable offense?
Okay, can I hold my egg from Tuesday and use two on Wednesday?
Yeah, sure. Okay, good. When I get
hold over your egg.
Did I tell you guys on this podcast the hamburger story?
No.
I think I told it on the air many,
the one
many
you sent
years
back because there was lettuce on it?
No, Dick.
Oh. This podcast is so terrible.
So many, 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 many years ago, I used to work for Red Robin. Red Robin. And the store I worked at, the location I was at, was out of hamburgers. There was a problem with the delivery. So I had to drive to another location and pick up like 10 cases of hamburger patties in cases that had like a wax paper burger, you know, stacks of them. And so I was getting on the FDR Drive, but which is by the Brooklyn Bridge, and is a merge where it goes from 2 lanes to one to a ramp, and then it goes onto a 3-lane highway. So a guy came out of nowhere and cut me off, almost hit me. And so when I got next to him at the bottom of the ramp, I had my window open and I threw raw hamburger meat in his car window.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
See, and I bet that guy's going to think twice about being a dick again because he doesn't know if hamburger meat could come flying at him.
That's
much
right.
Like
it's like
egg.
The egg theory.
I got to say, I moved from Brooklyn, New York to New Jersey. And when I did, all my cars in New Jersey have now, ever since, had a New Jersey license plate on it. Here's the problem. I am a Brooklyn, New York savvy driver.
Oh, you drive like
with
an
a
ass.
New Jersey plate. Hold on. If I'm going to New York and I'm in Brooklyn or I'm in the New York area, they see my Jersey plate and they think I'm from New Jersey. And so I feel like I have to prove myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they treat me differently because of the Jersey
That's
plate.
Right.
But meanwhile, I'm sitting in my car driving saying to myself, but I'm really from New York, but I have this Jersey plate. No offense to Jersey, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, though?
You know, there's a nasal swab you can take to test your Brooklyn parts.
I don't know. It's a nasal swab. So.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, everybody.
I feel like that was the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Bunch of COVIDians. Right?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.